Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's Boomer and Geo on The Fan and the CBS Sports Network.
From the Bill Ford Tough Studio, Boomer Esiason, Greg Giannotti. It's Boomer and Geo on The Fan, simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network and wherever you are on the free Odyssey app. Good Friday morning, a feel-good football Friday, a festive holiday Friday as CBS Sports Network steps up and delivers on the decorations for Boomer for once and for all. There will be no... It looks unbelievable on TV as I'm looking at the monitor. There's more poinsettias in this studio than in the rest of the world. There's not a place except for a greenhouse that has more poinsettias than we have in this studio. It looks unbelievable. Of course, we got plenty of sports to talk about as we are heading into a critical weekend for both the Jets and the Giants. You had a Thursday night game where both Boomer and I thought that the Patriots would play a little bit better, and they did not. And of course, the winter meetings are starting to creep up on us as well. That'll be happening in a matter of days. Will something happen there? Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
Are you happy? Yes, I am very, very, very happy, and I feel great this morning. And I come in here today, and this is the exact thing that I'm talking about. I mean, CBS Sports Network did a great job, and to Stephen Waldron, to Kelly, to everybody over there at the network, I just want to say thank you, because this is, I walked in here this morning, I had such a big smile on my face. You know what? I am convinced that everybody's just absolutely miserable out there in the streets of New York. I was walking through the streets yesterday, everybody's pissed off, horns blowing.
Sure.
And everybody's just like, and this is our little Shangri-La right here, our Christmas Shangri-La.
Ho, ho, ho.
Deck bitches. The halls to impress Boomer.
Go screw.
And avoid a violent future.
We're all gonna eat your children!
Lots of cheer and lots of glamour.
Another effing disgrace.
Or we get smashed with a hammer.
You pile of crap. Shut this thing off!
It absolutely, unabashedly sucks.
Merry freaking Christmas.
Not this year, baby. Oh. This year is perfect. They hit all the right numbers. I love the garland. Mm-hmm. Love the Christmas tree behind me. I had to put Henrik up there a little bit higher as an ornament, the New York Ranger goalie.
Well, they paid homage to everybody's teams here. This is great. Yes. You got the Dolphins for Eddie. You got the Vikings for me. The Islanders are in there. The Nets for Jerry. The Knicks. And, of course, as you mentioned, Henrik is up there as well.
Yes. And no Yankees or Giants that I could see.
All right. Well, we got Phil Simms here.
There's a Devils thing on there as well for Jerry.
Oh, there is a Devils thing on there as well.
There it is right here.
Look at that.
I think it's the Zamboni. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, I got to tell you, I feel great this morning. I was a little tired because last night I had a little bit of an appearance that I had to go to over here in Tribeca. It was the Gotham Technology Group Christmas party.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And it was about ready to explode. Thank you. It was about ready to explode as I was taking some photos with folks and they were bringing over some Casamigos tequila as the night was going on, you know?
Yeah.
And there was a moment there where
we had two different nights, me and you.
Right. There was a moment there where I had to decide Am I staying? And am I going to go knee deep into this thing? Because they had an after party that was going to go to like 3 o'clock or something.
Yeah.
Or was I going to try to get out of there at a reasonable hour? Now, they had the game on and everything, so I could see part of the game. I could follow what was going on. And, I introduced the band last night, our buddies, Super Trans Am.
Super Trans Am?
Yeah, Super Trans Am.
You showed me a picture of them. They really have the outfits and everything from the 70s. So here it is.
Here's the photo from last night.
Yes.
And these guys were great last night. And as soon as I started singing, I'm thinking, am I staying or am I going? Am I staying or am I going? And I decided, you know what? I'm going to go.
Okay. I was going to say, you were up till 3 o'clock in the morning.
Do you know how many people
today
came up to me last night and said, it's a football Friday. It's going to be a great feel-good Friday. And I'm like, guys, right now, I'm just thinking if I could just get up out of bed this morning or tomorrow morning and make it to work, we'll try to do the best we can. And then lo and behold, I come in here and I see this just beautiful Christmas decorations, and I'm like, I'm ready to roll.
Uplifted your spirit.
Yes, 100%.
Exactly.
See, this
what
is
you
what
mean.
Christmas is supposed to do.
Yeah, of course.
And our buddy Rick Froyo, just so you know, he's the guy that owns Adderley downstairs.
Yeah.
So he's in the electric business. He flipped the switch for the Christmas tree over there at Rockefeller Center.
Oh, tremendous on Wednesday night.
Yes.
Yeah.
So he's a celebrity, I guess, of some sort for doing that.
That's great. Yeah, you got that call, man. You know something's
right.
going
so
well.
I'm all jacked up. This Christmas party was great last night. And I'm very proud of myself for not staying.
So what time did you end up getting home then?
11:30.
Oh, okay. See, that would be late for the rest of us. But you're saying it was either 11:30 or 3 a.m.
Yeah. I was thinking almost 3 a.m. and just kind of coming
just coming right in.
Like Jerry did yesterday.
Yeah, but Jerry wasn't drinking the entire time.
Right. You would have had to probably do the live reads for me.
Just like I did the day after the Super Bowl in 2019.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I have to say, it was a great party, man. And it was at the Tribeca rooftop, which is right down here in Dresprosis. And, man, it's a great space. They had the band, they had the DJ going, they had everything going. It was just an awesome night.
Well, good.
Awesome night.
That's great.
Big thank you to Gotham Technology Group for inviting me to be a part of it and to see our boys, Super Trans Am. They were ripping it last night.
Super Trans Am was ripping it.
Yes.
All right, so you're a little bit surprised at the outcome with the Bills dominating the Patriots last night. You also thought that both those quarterbacks were going to have better days than they ended up having throughout the air. I mean, if you think, the Jets and what it means for the Jets, as we were talking about all week, if the Bills won and the Patriots lost, like what happened, then you feel like the Patriots get knocked down a peg, which is fine because the Patriots have the tiebreaker over the Jets. But if the Bills had lost, you had a shot at the division. That's now sort of out there.
That would be this weekend.
Right.
Now, when you take a look at what happened and you say, okay, how does it affect the Jets? Well, the Jets still have to play the Bills. And they've already beaten the Bills once.
That's right.
So they're a game behind them if they can win this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're a game behind them and they win this weekend, they still have a shot at the AFC East crown. So it's not completely out of the realm of possibility that could happen. But they have to win. And the number one question that I was asked last night from every Jet fan, what about Mike White? What about Mike White? What about Mike White? I mean, it was just a Mike White, like, discussion from, start to finish.
Yeah.
And everybody is fascinated by this young man and fascinated by his story. And now the question is, can he do it again? That's really what it comes down to.
And I fully believe that he will. And I've watched a lot of Jets football this year, all of it. I've watched a lot of Vikings football this year. I know what these two teams are all about. If things go the way that they have gone for both of these teams in recent memory, especially last week with the passing game with Mike White, then I believe the Jets win this game. This is not a good matchup for the Minnesota Vikings. Any team that's got a defense like the Jets have, pressure on the quarterback, a great corner in Sauce Gardner that's going to give Justin Jefferson potentially some problems, and the fact that Mike White can throw the ball down the field and he can find those open wide receivers. Every single week, there's open wide receivers running all over the place in the Vikings defense. I think that Mike White's going to have another very, very good game. And I do believe the Jets win. I think he keeps it rolling this week. I don't know if it's going to continue throughout the rest of the season, but I think for this week, Sunday at 1 o'clock, I think he does it again. I mean, if he did it in the rain, for crying out loud, he's going to be able to do it in a dome.
There's really just one thing that worries me when it comes to the Jet defense. And I know the Jet defense has been good. They've had the one real big signature win, and that was the home game against Buffalo. Now, they've gone on the road, and they've won with very little offense. So that's a testament to their defense. But you see who they have played when it comes down to the offenses, some of the worst offenses in the league, and in some cases, a backup quarterback, much like what happened with Miami when Miami came in here. So Miami played with a backup quarterback. You know, you lost to Joe Burrow in Cincinnati. They scored 27 points on you. You beat Kenny Pickett. You beat the backup in Miami. You beat Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers. They were in the middle of their swoon at that point in time, and their offense was terrible. You beat Denver out in Denver. They suck, their offense. You lost to New England. And New England's offense isn't that great. And you saw that last night. And then came the Buffalo victory, where you actually did something defensively and you got after Josh Allen. So that's the performance right there that I'm hanging kind of like my decision-making this weekend against your Vikings.
Well, you know, the Vikings have a very similar story as what you just pointed out with the Jets. Their one signature win was against Buffalo, but it was up at Orchard Park.
That was a freak show.
Right. They also beat Aaron Rodgers and the Packers in week one, who have had a miserable season. They also played the backup quarterback in Miami and won that game. The only big difference...
That would be Skylar Thompson, by the way.
Right. And then Teddy Bridgewater ended up coming in and playing as well that week. The only real difference is the Vikings got completely blown out by the Cowboys, where you haven't really seen that with the Jets getting completely blown out.
Right.
But the only real difference is the Vikings beat the Patriots on Thanksgiving, and the Jets lost to the Patriots twice.
That's because of Zach Wilson. They weren't getting much from their offense.
Right, exactly.
Now the big question is what can Mike White continue to do? Can he do what he did against the Bears? The Bears are probably second or third worst team in the league right now. Especially when you don't have Justin Fields. The big thing about this game going to Minnesota is not just your own defense trying to stop Justin Jefferson and Dalvin Cook and, you know, Kirk Cousins and all this other stuff, but it's your offense matching the point total that you think that Minnesota is going to put up, even though the Jet defense is worthy. Can the Jet defense hold Minnesota to 23 or less points?
Yes, they can. Absolutely.
You believe that?
Yeah, I do. So, I mean, if you think about the best defenses that the Vikings have faced, you'd say the Commanders are one of those defenses.
Yep.
They only scored 20 points against the Commanders.
Right. On the road in Washington.
Right. Do you think the Cowboys are one of those defenses?
Yep.
All right. They scored 3 points against the Cowboys. Would you say the Eagles are one of those defenses?
I would say they were one of those defenses. Their defensive line has taken a few hits.
All right.
Their running game, their run defense hasn't been as good the last 3 weeks.
So they scored 7 points against the Eagles. The only defense that is a legit defense that they actually put up big points against, well, you know, the Bills game, as we said, that was a freak show game, but that one and then the Patriots. They put 33 points up against the Bills and the Patriots.
Okay.
So those are the ones. But these other very good defenses that they have faced, they have not done well against.
So the Jets are the fourth-ranked defense in the NFL in terms of yards given up.
Yeah.
It's pretty damn good.
I mean, they're one of the best in football, clearly.
And the Minnesota Vikings are the 31st ranked defense in yards given up.
This is what I've been telling you. You know, and the reason why they've been able to hang around and win games is winning turnover battles and then keeping teams out of the end zone at the end of games and being able to come back and win games.
I think the Vikings are the number two team in turnover differential, or maybe the number three team. Number three team now. Well, they're tied with Baltimore. I guess they're plus six, and Baltimore's a plus eight. So,
yeah.
So it goes, you know, Philadelphia, Baltimore, the Vikings, the Cowboys, the Seahawks, and the Giants. And they're all teams with winning records, of course.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is, I know what a good matchup is for them. I know what a bad matchup is for them. The Jets and Mike White. Now, for Zach Wilson, be a great matchup for. But it's Mike White. And Mike White hits those open wide receivers. He knows where to throw the ball. It's going to be indoors. It's a bad matchup for them. And there's also, you know, a guy who, a diehard Viking fan I talk to from time to time, who sends me a DM, said the same thing to me. He goes, "We're losing this week."
Really?
Yeah. I mean, wow. And it's because we know what this team is. And on top of it, I've seen all these Jet games. I know who they are, too. I think it's a terrible matchup for
them. You know, here I am thinking that you're all activated as a Viking fan.
I am.
All of a sudden, you're telling me that your team's going to lose this week.
I am. I am activated, but I'm being realistic about it.
All right.
Now, I mean, there's teams on this schedule that's coming up for the Vikings that are great matchups for them. This is not one of them.
This is not one of them, man.
This just isn't one of them. So I, and of course I'm activated. Of course I'm going to be rooting my ass off for him and want him to win. I'm just being realistic about it. I mean, if I was in that, you know, if I was breaking down film with Kevin O'Connell, I wouldn't be like, we're going to lose this game. I would say these are the things we need to do to make sure we don't lose the game.
So what does your offensive line look like right now?
Well, Christian Darrisaw still needs to be cleared. He's the big left tackle.
Yes.
Outside of that, everybody is healthy. But, you know, that is a big deal. He dealt with a concussion. I did not see yesterday. It was a crazy day for me, so I didn't see if he ended up practicing yesterday.
Yeah.
But he's been out for the last two games with a concussion. And... yeah, see, the Vikings not really putting a timetable on Christian Darrisaw.
So he's not playing this week.
Yeah, doesn't sound like it.
Yeah, you know, it was amazing last night as we get ready to go to break. I meet this guy from Ghana. Take a photo with the guy from Ghana. And I'm like, how's your World Cup team doing? And I had read a story about the Ghana World Cup versus Uruguay. I think back from 2010, like that day, like yesterday. I don't know why I read it, but I read it.
Yeah.
And... there was this whole thing where this Uruguayan, right, player in the last minute of the game against Ghana handed the ball because he didn't want to go into the net. Mm-hmm. Like it was like Ghana was pushing.
Yeah.
And Uruguay guy came up and, I guess, handed the ball to keep it out of the net. And so yesterday, that guy that did that was, I guess, or 2 days ago, was giving a press conference. And the Ghanaian... press, I guess, was asking him.
Ghanaian,
whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Was asking him whether or not, you know, he wants to apologize for the play that he made. And the guy goes, I'm not apologizing. I did what I was supposed to do. Your guy missed the free kick. Mm. I guess, I don't know where the free kick was from. I'm assuming from that goal line area, right?
Yeah.
And so I was asking this guy last night. It was like the weirdest thing. I had this conversation about the World Cup in Ghana and Uruguay.
You sure you got home at 11:30?
I think so. But I said, you guys didn't kill this guy when he came home, did you?
No.
He goes, no, but we may if we lose this game. Because I guess it's Ghana, Uruguay playing again.
All right, so there will be players that will be killed if they lose this game?
I don't think so. Okay. I hope not.
All right. Yeah, me too. That would be a tragic.
That would really be sorry, but I couldn't believe I was having a full-on conversation about the World Cup, Ghana versus
soccer.
Uruguay.
Yeah, I know.
Is it Uruguay or Uruguay?
I think it's Uruguay, I want to say.
Uruguay?
Yeah.
Eddie, what do you think?
What Gio said.
Yeah. Uruguay.
Uruguay.
Uruguay, Al?
Uruguay.
You sure?
Mm-hmm.
You positive?
Yeah.
Yes.
How many times have you said that in your life?
Once, just now.
Okay. So you have no idea.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there
there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, but we're Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. We are in the spirit. It is December.
And Merry freaking Christmas.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Out of all the reindeer,
we'll Luke Bryan for you.
Oh, yeah.
See, Alf, don't you feel good this morning?
I do. I like all the...
Right, it's supposed to be a feel-good Friday. Here we are celebrating the holiday season.
Yeah.
Beautiful poinsettias.
I will tell you.
Poinsettias.
Steven and Allison outdid themselves.
They did.
They really did an amazing job.
It looked great. Well, you know what? You just got to, you know, make people understand what your expectations are.
Right, yeah. They've exceeded them.
Yeah, I don't want it. Look, don't
they
go crazy. I mean, they did a great job. They did what they're supposed to do.
Credit is due.
They did what they're supposed to do.
No, they did more than that. Like, if they would have put this tree up, which is phenomenal, with the points, and then these things, that would have been enough. It would have been great.
You talking about the poinsettias?
Is it poinsettias or poinsettias?
You got to turn on the menorah.
Fine. I think it's poinsettias.
There you go.
But this, it's great.
I don't know. When does Hanukkah start? Is it started yet or no?
I don't know.
By the way, I did hear from a WFAN insider.
Yes.
That Craig was in here taking pictures to send to SNY to tell them.
Really?
Of course,
of course he was.
Standard. Who do you know here in the afternoon that, well, let's see, is it Tom Izzo or the Galilee? Tom Izzo.
I know a lot of people, Jim.
I'll tell you what. We got moles all over this place.
Tom Izzo.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah. By the way, it's Tom Izzo's birthday today.
Nice.
Let me guess. 33.
I don't know how old he is. I just went to his Twitter account to try to find something, and all the balloons came up. That's the only reason I knew it was his birthday.
Did he do that for himself?
No. That's what happens on Twitter. If you put your birthday in there.
Okay.
Happy birthday, you a-hole.
That's what happens on Twitter. So do you still give CBS Sports Network credit if you now know this piece of information, which is that they had a conference call with me and Boomer specifically said what he wanted in the studio? Does that change your opinion on this a little bit?
Poinsettia.
They did a great job. What's wrong with you?
I'm just saying. It's not like they came up with it. Like Boomer specifically said, I want the Christmas tree behind me.
Let's relax on the
credit. Right. I just said, look, man, you know.
Boomer, great job.
Great, great people over there at CBS Sports Network. They went out of their way to have a Zoom call with us.
Mm-hmm.
And because you crucified him the last 4 years. Well,
and I couldn't be any happier this year. That's all that matters. We don't worry about the past.
Sure.
We look forward. And now look at this, man.
It's awesome.
Like we're in a winter wonderland.
It is absolutely perfect. All right, Jerry, you got some sports?
We're brought to you by Superbook Sports. Visit superbook.com and by H.L. Gross Jewelers. Shop H.L. Gross in Garden City or at hlgross.com. So week 13 of the NFL opened up last night, and the Bills just ran right through the Patriots.
Allen working from the gun. Two receivers off to the right. Singletary shifts to the right. Handoff, Singletary, a blast up the middle. Touchdown, Buffalo.
And that was Ian Eagle. Westwood won right here on the Fan. 24-10, the Bills beat the Pats. That made it 24-7. They clearly wouldn't look back. Josh Allen, 223 yards passing, couple of touchdowns. One goes to Steph Diggs, who had 92 yards receiving. The other two, Gabe Davis. Here was Allen, says, yeah, nice night.
I thought we played really well tonight. You know, obviously only 24 points, but our defense played fantastic ball where we didn't feel like we had to press and make any mistakes. Obviously, there's a few plays that we'd like to have back.
Well, everybody wants to have some plays back, but they get it in a win as they move to 9-3.
I have to say, I do love those Patriot uniforms.
I think they're horrible.
Really?
You don't like those? I love those.
Hideous.
The red jerseys?
Terrible.
I love that helmet. I think that helmet's great.
Yeah, I would burn those.
You know what, Dallas? Dallas' uniform sucks.
Those are the greatest uniforms in the history of uniforms. God, those and the Yankee pinstripes.
So I always thought that the giant white uniform throwback was the greatest. When they did the white on white with the old Giants helmet, the red, white, and blue.
I like the giant blue uniforms.
I love those white ones with the Giants on the side of the helmet.
Those uniforms look great last night. As a matter of fact, I think the reason I like them is because that I played against.
Brings you back to your time.
Brings me back.
Right. Absolutely.
A little nostalgia.
Mac Jones and his team had a tough night. He was screaming at everybody, let's throw the damn ball. Well, he said other things. Here he was acknowledging it.
Obviously, just kind of let my emotions get to me, but, you know, we're kind of playing from behind, and what I said was about throwing it deeper in the short game. You know, I got to execute that part better, but it's the short game that we kept going to, which was working, but I felt like we needed chunk plays.
He's not great.
No.
No.
But they're not good.
And by the way, he looked great against the defense that the Jets are facing this weekend. So keep that in mind.
Yeah.
It's the best game he ever played.
Patriots 6-6 with the loss. Jones 195, including a 48-yard touchdown pass to Marcus Jones, and that be that. Now, Sunday, the Jets do play your Vikings, as we know. Here was Mike White. He is the starting quarterback. Says even after that Bears game, even his wife was caught off guard a little bit by how he performed and how he's been.
My wife actually looked at me, and like when I first saw her, she goes, "Who are you? Like, whoa, who are you?"
He's my
friend. No, he definitely got some that night. 100%.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy. That's what Gina says if I actually do the dishes at one point. Who are you? I don't even know who you are.
Is she a, is Gina a soaker when it comes to the dishes? Leaves everything in the sink?
No.
And then you have to do the dishes?
No, absolutely not. No,
Bill Burr does a whole skit on that.
No, she's not a soaker. No.
Okay.
Nope.
Here is one more. So a lot of people are sitting there saying, you know, when does Zach Wilson come back? Here's White, not concerned about losing his job at any time.
Whenever you're looking over your shoulder, you're not going to play to your true potential. So the human aspect of it, you're definitely going to, but you got to find a way, whatever your process is or your mental ability is, to erase that and just go play.
That's by the way, you see it was over my shoulder? Guy stinks.
He didn't say that. That's you adding that. So they're playing the Vikings, as we know. Patrick Peterson was on that podcast ripping Kyler Murray. I mean, we played the audio. So when he met the media yesterday, clearly they go right to him for clarification.
I don't have any beef with Kyler Murray because they was like, oh, Patrick blatantly disrespected Kyler. I didn't do that. You know, what I meant by my comment was when you're a franchise quarterback, you have to carry yourself a certain way. So if you're having bad body language, pouting, moping on the sideline, what type of energy do you think that feeds off to your teammates?
Good, we got that cleared up.
All right, so like, this is what happens. These guys all have their own podcast now. They all get their points of view out, and they're going to take shots at people, and that's exactly what happened in this case.
Yeah, because I didn't disrespect that guy.
Yes,
blatantly.
You did. 100%.
Just to clarify my comments, this guy's a bitch.
Yes, you're right. Essentially, that's what he said.
Yeah.
Speaking of podcasts, and I did not see this last week until it was a couple days old, if you will. Richard Sherman basically saying that he
Mike
sees
White.
Mike White. That is a franchise quarterback.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he also hates Russell Wilson.
Yeah, no, and he's not wrong there either, apparently, because Russell Wilson hasn't played all that well. But I thought that was interesting. Giants, Commanders, for the first of two in the next 3 weeks together, Sunday at 1 as well, which did not make our cool games list. Browns in Houston.
Wait a minute, it did not?
No, no buzz, none, zilch, zero.
Wait a minute, time out. Both of these teams are fighting for the playoffs, and you are not counting this as a cool game?
No, we're not.
It's got no feel.
No. And I agree with you. It's a big game.
What the hell?
There's no feel to this game. I'm with
the
no
feel.
Like, there is, here's the feel. There is a feel of excitement around this Jets-Vikings game Sunday. There is.
Giants-Commanders. Giants are good.
We're not playing in the game. I'm telling you how we view it.
It's the biggest game the Giants have played in like 6 years.
Yeah, but the last couple of games not great.
So you're telling me it's the Giants' performance the last couple of weeks and makes this not a cool game?
Let me be very clear. I'm rooting for Daniel Jones and Saquon Barkley more than anybody in these two rooms.
Yes, you're right.
They're boring.
Yeah, of course. We know.
Well, that's part of it.
So there's no feel.
There's not.
No feel.
I'm just trying to figure it out. This is Al's.
The Reds.
This is Al's.
The Commanders
There's
are.
No feel.
Yeah.
And like Terry said, they're playing each other twice in 3 weeks.
Right.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I mean, even this week it came up on this program from you two that yourselves. Will the Giants even win another game? Oh, I don't know.
That is true. But
and I think they'll win Sunday.
Doesn't mean it can't be a cool game.
It's one of the. Oh, man.
And they're competing against Jets at the same time. They got no shot.
Right. Let me ask you a question. Is a cool game the Texans and the Browns?
No. There's cool circumstances.
That's cool.
That is not a cool. That's a crap game.
Okay.
Any game the Texans are involved in, crap.
All right. How about Miami-San Francisco?
Yes. 100%.
Definitely a cool
game. Not even a question.
To me, that's the game of the week.
But that's the definition of a cool game. You
even
don't have to
more
think about
so
it.
Than Kansas City-Cincinnati, that's definitely a
cool game.
Yeah, cool game.
Cool. Can't wait to watch it.
But I want to see Tua going against the San Francisco 49er defense. I want to see if what they do in Miami...
Let me ask you this.
...is as good as everybody thinks it is going against the number one defense in the NFL.
If I told you, you cannot watch Niners-Dolphins, you disappointed?
Yes.
Yeah, cool game. If I told you you're going to miss the Giants and Commanders, are you really disappointed?
Yeah,
give you the score?
No, I am.
You're
not. Yes, I am.
You're not.
It's a very important
you
game.
You said they
would
win another game 3 months ago.
I know that, but I'm just saying it's a very important game for the Giants.
Yes, it is an important game. Not cool.
You're just a Cowboy fan. That's
I'm rooting for them. That's not true.
Why are you rooting for them?
Because I want to be right.
Did you pick them?
I will pick them to win, yes.
You
I've picked
good.
Them every week this year, except when they played the Cowboys.
Okay.
He loves them from Daniel Jones and Saquon Barkley. He loves those guys.
Yes, I do. What else?
Off-brand Jerry.
Off-brand Jerry is right.
Here is the... Saquon Barkley is not off-brand. He's arguably the best running back in the league.
Hi, I'm Saquon Barkley for Cricket Wireless. Me and my friend Jerry Recco.
I would sign up for Cricket Wireless with Saquon Barkley.
Okay. All right.
The Browns in Houston, this crap game, but cool circumstances. Here is Deshaun Watson meeting the media. He will not discuss anything but football, says he can't.
I understand that you guys have, a lot of questions, but with my legal team and my clinical team, there's only football questions that I can really address at this time.
Well, he had all the training. So I guess that's his...
clinical team?
Yeah.
You ever have a clinical team where you were playing?
This is the first guy I've ever heard say those words, that he has a clinical team. I know Tom Brady has some sort of TB12 team.
Yeah, right? That's a business, though.
Yeah, Alex Guerrero, whatever.
Right, right. But this is the first guy I've ever heard that had a clinical team, so he obviously has an issue.
Well, yeah.
A problem.
Of course. That must mean he's got more than one doctor that he's seeing, you would think, right?
Yeah, it's a
clinical team.
Yeah.
Here he is just talking about football and ready to rock.
Every Sunday, I watched every game like I was preparing myself to play. I kind of knew exactly what was going on. I wasn't in those meetings early on in the year. But once I was able to be in those meetings, I was basically preparing like I was a starter that week.
He said he and Jacoby Brissett talked a lot. Brissett was like a big brother, and they are ready to go. So that'll be Sunday as well. NBA tonight, Nets take on the Raptors. We'll have it for you on the Fan at 7:20. I'm going to play a college highlight because I did not realize what a start that UConn was off to.
Here's Diarra to the front court. Front court left. Diarra out at the Husky logo. Starts to his right. Dribble penetration. Goes all the way to the basket. Missed the shot, but it's dunked home by Sonogo off the miss.
Did you realize, Mike Crispino doing UConn basketball?
I was about to ask you that.
You realize they're 9-0 and the 8th-ranked team in the country?
Yeah, I did, actually. Just only yesterday, though, that
I had no idea. And they beat Oklahoma State by 10 last night. That's their closest game they've played so far.
That's great.
So they're off to a great start. Seton Hall, not so much. They lost to Kansas 91-65. Former Phillies pitcher Zach Eflin agrees to a 3-year deal worth $40 million with the Rays. We got time. Edwin Diaz talked to the media a little bit. Now, you talk about where you are and why it didn't take him long to just stay here. Said this is it for him.
You know, for me, was the number one priority for me and my family was staying in New York because we love the city of New York. We love the team, the organization. They treat us greatly. Like we feel proud of the family.
And so
wow, that's unbelievable. That's great to hear Matt actually say that.
And a guy who was so maligned his first couple of years.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of guys around here could take notice of that, and this is how you deal. It's like he was at Zach Wilson level when he got here.
Yeah.
That first year with all those home runs and all those blown saves. Think about where he is today compared to where he was then. And that's why if Zach could just get his act together, who knows?
And then finally, just a couple of quick highlights. The Devils were on the verge of winning again. They were beating the Predators 3-2. A new play-by-play guy. This is Sam Kassen on Devils Radio.
They can't keep their own play-by-play guys?
I don't know. I have no idea. But this is how things got tied up.
Sharangovich pressuring. Mercer on the ice.
Ooh.
Here comes Duchesne. He's got it. Lane. And that shot's blocked aside. 15 seconds to go. Serves to the bench. Extra attacker on for Nashville. A shot from the point. It loses puck and they score.
Oh, wow.
That was that.
15 seconds ago.
They scored with 10 seconds to go in regulation. And then here's the game winner.
The Devils played back to Vitek Vanacek, who gives it to Sharangovich. No, Duchesne has it. And the Predators are going to score. They're going to win this one. Ryan Johansson, he got the first goal at 11 seconds into the game, and he gets this one 33 seconds into overtime.
That's not Matt. Where's Matt Laughlin?
Yeah, I was going to say, this guy sounds like he was texting and just happened to be calling a game at the same time.
He was not texting. But, yeah, they lose 4-3 in overtime. And Matt Laughlin, so the reason we know, the girl he's filling in for, she had a baby, so she's gone for quite a while.
Oh, okay. That's Shannon Hughes?
No. That's the Islander one.
Oh. I'm blanking out on her name.
Shannon Hogan.
Blanking out on her
name. She works for the Islanders.
Al Hughes.
But yeah, so I'm not sure how long Matt Laughlin's going to be doing that for. So okay. Maybe we'll see more people doing games. Maybe there's be another Boomer and Geo game somewhere along the way.
No, they're not going to ask us to do a game this year now.
No, why not?
Because they got one of the best teams in the league.
Yeah.
They don't need us.
They don't need the attention.
You know what I always say, man? This is what happens. You can do all the PR you want in the community.
Erica Wachter is her name, I believe.
Okay. There is one way to get people to show up. And it's win.
Win.
And
just win, baby.
And, you know, by the way, the Predators, I think, have beat the Rangers, the Islanders, and the Devils.
Yeah. Well, they shouldn't have last night. They're a
big, heavy team, as they say, Jerry.
Yes. And I have, we'll have some station stuff next hour.
Yeah.
Station
very,
stuff.
Very juicy station stuff.
Yes.
Oh, coming up next
God.
Hour. I'm a fan.
A lot of, this is some good Giannotti scuttlebutt, actually.
This is scuttlebutt crap? Yeah.
Well, because he's the one that alerted me to it, because I have no idea what the hell's going on.
I mean, look at us. It's the Christmas spirit, and now we have scuttlebutt.
On a fan. On a fan.
Station
scuttlebutt. That'll be coming up at 7:25.
All right, Boomer and Geo, coming to you live.
Merry Christmas to you, you disrespectful douche.
Jerry.
Well, listen, he deserved it when I said it.
This is he did.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Fan in CBS Sports Network.
All right, I saw this on Twitter. Somebody reached out to us, and I think we definitely have to talk about it because it's big for Al because whatever he's calling himself, Kanye West, is completely imploding, and Al has him in the bad draft.
The bad year draft. Yes,
and I have Biden and Harris. I mean. Did their actions speak for themselves? But I will say that Ye has just completely imploded himself.
Yeah, I mean, I have Will Smith. I have Kanye West. I mean, I clearly won this one.
I think you have definitely won. And I'm willing to, because you won't do the politic thing with me. So
right.
this is non-politics and all this other stuff. This is just absolutely idiocy.
Well, there's a couple other things, though. I do think Al's going to come out on top, and it probably won't be close. But there's been a couple of big issues with other guys members on their teams. For example, yesterday, I've got Antonio Brown.
Oh,
Antonio
yeah,
Brown
again.
Resisting arrest, oh, gets Jesus. Arrested. An arrest is a lot of points. That's 50 points and yeah. misdemeanor.
Agreed. Yeah, that's big.
That's a big one.
An arrest warrant is, I think it's bigger than somebody just sticking their foot in their mouth. You know what I mean? I don't know, but it seems like he is like,
here's another one.
With Donald Trump and some other
stuff. Jerry's got Donald Trump,
yes.
who had dinner with that white nationalist guy.
Yeah.
So that's points for Jerry. So it's not Al still with Kanye because it's endless. He's just running away with it, and the Will Smith thing was such a big deal. But I think it'll be like second and third place. I think it'll be kind of close.
I mean, we're coming to the end of the year here.
Yeah,
that's why.
Yeah.
And I saw that, and I'm just thinking. And then all of a sudden, Antonio Brown popped up.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. So, I mean, you got a lot of stuff there. Plus, I never calculated the points for his showing the Schween at the hotel in Dubai or wherever it was.
Oh, that's right.
Never calculated that. So, there's a couple of different things. We can go over it now if you'd like. But the problem is, every time I try to get some traction on this, you keep going back to the same stuff and then, you know.
What do you mean I keep going back to the same stuff?
You keep going back to the inflation and this, and affects everything, and gas prices, then we never get anywhere.
All right, listen, we never get anywhere.
All right,
I promise you.
Okay.
I will stay away from the idiotic policies of the numbnuts that is running this country, okay? I will do that, all right? So you can go down your celebrity, like, you know, free falls, if you will.
Right, that's what we were looking for here.
I mean, I lost how much money now?
Oh,
Al, do you have a number?
I don't. I was, I don't know, $1 billion. I'm not sure.
More than that.
But he's gone through phases, too. So, like, you know, he's, like, the thing yesterday where he went on Alex Jones's podcast or show, whatever that is.
Yes, yeah.
This is piling on now.
Yeah, I wish Banned I would have had Twitter. Sam Brankman freed. I should have gotten that.
that would have been
awesome.
I mean, but when we were talking about this last year, there was not on anybody's radar.
Well, I mean, the whole Bitcoin thing was on our radar, but then what this guy did, and now this guy's giving interviews. Like, this guy should be in jail.
All right. So,
all right. Anyway, go ahead.
What do you think? And I got to go back to make sure exactly what I put for each thing. Like the Kanye thing and the amount of points that
it's endless.
Yeah, right. The heat that Al could get with this is just insane. So, I actually got 100 points for an arrest with Antonio Brown, because that's clearly right here, 100 points for an arrest.
And, you know, it's arrest for domestic violence. I mean, that should be like double.
Yeah, but it's an extra 100 points for a conviction if that happens during the same calendar year. It probably won't with this. But I do get 100 points, so
okay.
I'm just going to tack that on.
All right.
But see, we haven't assessed Kanye yet. So right now, Al and I are tied at 175, but we haven't assessed the points for Kanye. And plus, how many points would you say for the Schween incident?
The Schween incident is a big thing.
Because there was video, right?
This could be like a 50-pointer right there.
All right, so I'll add 150. So 175.
Guy's got his Schween out in the pool.
So
I mean, like, what are you doing, man?
225.
There's something wrong with him, honestly.
Anything happen with Meghan Markle? I don't think so. There's a couple of different things, but not enough. All right, so I'm sitting there at 225.
I mean, she's taking down the monarchy.
Yeah, but can you really quantify that?
It made it really tough.
I'll go back and look at that. But I'm gonna take my 150 points with Antonio Brown.
Okay.
All right. Now, Boomer.
Yes.
Kadarius Toney, we have not assessed any points to you on Kadarius Toney.
Yeah, but I don't think he's really done anything wrong.
Got traded, though.
Yeah,
bad year.
But that's in within this business that happens. You know, I'd like to see him. I still think he's going to do something special for Kansas City.
Yeah, plus he went to a better team.
Went to a better team, yeah.
He's not playing again.
It's better for him.
Okay. All right, so nothing.
That's a hamstring.
Nothing with Kadarius Toney.
That damn hamstring. I don't know what's going on with that hamstring.
You're allowed to pick two things with the president and two things with the vice president. All right? Because I just picked two things with Antonio Brown. And so toss that out there and see if we agree.
I mean, there's like 50 things.
I know, but I promised me that you
I told you I'm not even going to go into that.
All right, so then we won't go
I'm
into
I'm not going to go into
We're
that.
We're not going to go into it. Okay, very good. So now let's move on to Al. All right, Al's got his points for Will Smith. Al has not gotten any points for Kanye yet. I don't even know where to start.
Well, I think we start with when he first lost all of his endorsements and first lost the Yeezys or whatever that is. That's
That's one thing.
All right, so that's anything considered bad press not involving a crime. So you got 25 for that.
Okay.
Just right off the bat, 25. Now...
Then whatever he did yesterday where he was... Yeah.
No, I mean...
That's a lot. That seems like...
I would
like,
say 50 for that yeah. alone.
Yee. Say, wait a minute. Now, Yee said... This is his, what he
right.
said.
Do you want to make... Do you want to say this?
Why?
I don't know. The stuff that he said, you want to repeat the stuff that he said?
I mean, it's insane.
All right, so we got plus 75 now for those things.
When he invokes Hitler, that's like a double. That's a double win.
A lot of points.
Well, we just did. We just gave him double for that. 50. What about bringing the guy to the dinner with Trump? Is that another 25?
Yeah, it's a whole separate incident.
Yeah. So that's, all right, so now we've got, all right, 25, 50, 75.
How about the fact
we got
that
100.
He showed up with some sort of, like, thing over his head.
That could be a fashion statement.
All right, so we're now up to 100 with Kanye. I know there's more in there.
He was just banned from Twitter in a world where no one was supposed to be banned from Twitter.
Yeah, that's another 25. So add on to 125 points.
He stormed out of an interview with the YouTuber, some YouTube guy that Jesus. I guess is popular
that's
somewhere.
That's true, yeah.
175.
Maybe on FS1, I'm not sure.
175. I want to make sure we get all the Kanye stuff because he's earned right. every point here.
Right.
So 175 plus 225.
He said he didn't like the way the word evil was associated with the Nazis.
What's 175 plus 225? Is that 4? Was that 300? What, it was 400?
400.
400. All right. He's up to 400.
Yeah, that's
here.
Good.
I mean, for
I think
God
we can wave the white towel right now.
Yeah, that's what I think.
I'm really disappointed in Travis Barker this year. Guy's had a tremendous year. In love. No problems.
That is true. All right, Jerry with Donald Trump. Bad press for sure.
Oh, yeah.
We didn't even give him points. Did we give him points for the raid, the Mar-a-Lago raid? I don't think we gave him points for that.
I mean, that's a raid by the FBI. Now, that could be politically motivated.
But it's still a raid by the FBI here. You know what I'm talking
about? Yeah, it's quantifiable.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but it's not like...
It was Siri 50 for serious scandal involving investigation.
All right, there you go.
All right, that's at least 50.
All right.
I'm giving Jerry plus 75 because I'm giving him 25 for the dinner with Kanye, which is anything considered bad press, not involving a crime. All right, so Jerry's going to go 55.
I mean, there's going to be an investigation of the present president here, but after the first of the year, but that doesn't count for this year, right?
Correct.
And Eddie's just sitting there with all these sports guys.
Yeah, no idea what's going on in society.
All right. I mean, all there's right. still some time. Like, Antonio Brown is my only shot. I mean, he needs to get arrested again or something for 100 points. But Al is in first with 400. I'm in second at 225.
What happens if Antonio Brown goes on the lam?
Well, then, I mean, yeah, that's... I mean, we'd have to discuss it. We'd have to bring it up.
Yeah, I think if he goes on the lam, that'd be something.
So, I mean, I still have an outside shot, but with the Kanye stuff, Al made the two best picks. I mean, and I made the third best pick with Antonio Brown, but the two best picks, one was Kanye, two was Will Smith. This really needs to be Al's bad draft, unless Antonio Brown goes so crazy.
And do you have, like, who else do you have that could potentially have a really bad December? You know what I mean?
Ed Orzumin, I've got.
And then it'd probably be a health thing.
You know, the amazing thing is you got Will Smith. He's got a new movie coming out called Emancipation. And, you know, the big question is Hollywood ever going to forgive him for the slap?
Yeah, see, I've got Antonio Brown, Meghan Markle. They'll never forgive him. Jake Paul and Big Sue.
What do you mean they'll never forgive him?
They'll never forgive him.
Why not?
Oh, because it's always going to be remembered. That's why.
I know. I mean, the guy's done a lot of good in his life.
Tell you right now, there's going to be more people lining up to see Cocaine Bear than to see any Will Smith movie.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think Cocaine Bear seems to be a legitimate hit right now.
Did we give points to Jerry for the Pete Davidson, Kim Kardashian breakup? We did already,
yeah,
right?
But he's with Emily Ratajkowski, so like that's... That
but it's break. But breakup is on the thing.
But
you know, public breakup.
Yeah, but I would think...
But if we would have done this properly, he would have got the points immediately on the breakup.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.